listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. It's Wake Up Call. Dallas Cowboys are we're previewing today, NFC East Week. Hey, right now, you deserve the network more people rely on, and that's why Verizon is introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for four lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Our best-priced unlimited plan ever. For real, $30 in line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited. Are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. All right, so again, we're previewing NFC East teams this week. And the Dallas Cowboys, of course, are one of the premier teams because they move a needle, and boy, do they move it big. Mike Ducey joins us from Channel 4 in Dallas to help us preview. Cowboys went 12-5 last season and came up short in their battle with San Francisco in the wild card round. How are you, Mike?
Tony, doing well. Appreciate being with you this morning.
Thank you so much. Let's talk about this team from the sense of what happened against San Francisco. Was there a deficiency problem with this team that reared its head in that game? Or is it like, hey, you know what? You lose in the some teams just lose in the playoffs. That's just the way the NFL is.
Now, I'm about to share an opinion that might be mine alone, because the panic buttons have been pushed all over the place in Cowboys Nation. I think all that anybody is remembering is the way the season ended last year. And you know, take my word for it. You know, I've covered this team. This will be my 29th year that I've covered the Cowboys. And I'm not afraid to tell you when I think they're going to be bad and when I think that there are big problems with the team. With that as a backdrop, I'm telling you, I think it's sort of unfair the way this team is being judged right now, simply based on the fact that it ended with another disappointing playoff loss. I know what the history is. I know how long it's been since they've gotten to a Super Bowl, or you know, since they won an NFC Championship game or played in an NFC Championship game. Were there things mismanaged in that San Francisco game? Absolutely. Do they have to figure out a way to better use Tony Pollard and his, I think, unique abilities as a running back? Absolutely. But I think if you look at the entire body of work last year, I mean, there's some reason for optimism for the Cowboys coming into this season. As you said, they did win 12 games. They did discover some things defensively that we haven't seen around here in a long, long time. We'll probably get more into that. But yeah, I think the playoff game is in large part what defines this team in the eyes of so many. I know ultimately that's what it's all about in the NFL. It's winning in the postseason, especially for a franchise like Dallas. But I don't think this is as bad as a lot of people would tell you it is right now.
All right, let's get to this offseason. Some players have left, and that allows players like CeeDee Lamb to emerge as now the primary target. Give us an idea on Lamb's ability and how important it's going to be, and who are going to be the guys behind him on that depth chart.
You know, I think if Lamb, let's put it this way, if Dak Prescott and the Cowboys' brain trust, for what that's worth, didn't think that Lamb could step up, Amari Cooper would still be on the team. I think Lamb is a pretty uniquely talented guy. Lamb and a bunch of the other receivers went with Dak Prescott here within the last few weeks to the University of Miami and got some private workouts in. You know, Dak has stepped up his offseason conditioning, you know, routine and just his work with these receivers as well, trying to get some things going there. So I think Lamb, if he stays healthy, is going to be just fine. I think there's much more of an upside with him than there was with Amari Cooper, who's a very good receiver, very disciplined receiver, outstanding route runner. I think Lamb has some more physical gifts probably than Amari Cooper did. And I think Lamb can be really, really good for a long time. But yeah, there are question marks. You know, Michael Gallup would be the presumptive number two guy, and I don't know, if coming off of surgery, if he's going to be healthy enough to lace it up when the thing gets started or not. A big, you know, question mark has been the contract status of the tight end Dalton Schultz, who was probably, you know, all things considered, the guy that Dak Prescott relied on most last year. I think he was second in receptions, but somebody that Dak feels really comfortable with. Schultz wants a long-term deal, hasn't gotten done yet. They have the franchise tag on him. Schultz sat out one of the non-mandatory mini camps and then was just sort of a bystander during the mandatory mini camp. So we'll see if that gets done. I mean, Schultz is going to be fine either way. So are they thinner in terms of depth in the receiving core? Absolutely. But I think at the top of it with Lamb, they're going to be just fine. And I think no matter who's in that receiving core, it's going to come down to how the quarterback plays. And Dak Prescott comes into this thing a lot healthier this year than he was last year at this time.
How important has it, last year and even going into this year, how important is the running game to this Dallas offense? And Tony Pollard, who you mentioned before, is this 1A, 1B with Elliott, or is this still Elliott and Pollard is the second guy?
I think you hit on a great question there, Tony, because I think there are probably some within that organization who want to make it 1A and 1B, with Pollard having much more of a role in the running game than he's had in the past. But Zeke has the big contract, and I think that still plays into this with Jerry Jones and maybe Stephen Jones as well. I will say this, you know, Zeke Elliott is criticized a lot around here as a guy who, you know, supposedly hasn't played up to his contract, and he's getting to be of an age where running backs slow down. He's taken a lot of hits here through the first half dozen years of his career. But he did play hurt for much of last year with a knee problem. I think, again, coming into the year, he'll be much healthier than he's been in a while. So I think if they handle this thing correctly, it can be a really effective 1-2 punch with a tremendously physical runner like Ezekiel Elliott and then Pollard, who's very elusive. So I think they want the running game to be a big part of this. With Mike McCarthy, you're never sure, because his reputation in Green Bay was always as a guy who was, you know, throw the ball first. And, of course, he had somebody who could do that pretty well. So we'll see where McCarthy goes with that, and the Kellen Moore, the play caller, how they divvy it up on offense.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was one of my other questions. Was there a lot of teams that have had success, the assistant coaches sort of get plucked away, right? They're either up for jobs or but the Cowboys have some continuity with their major coaching staff. Is that going to be important?
I think it is, you know, with Moore and with Dan Quinn, maybe even more so, the defensive coordinator, you know, who came in here and worked miracles last year. I to be honest, I'm stunned that he's still on that staff. I know he interviewed for other jobs. I really thought he'd be gone. But I think he's waiting for the right one to come along. And, you know, the cynic might say the right one would ultimately be the Dallas job. But I don't know. There's another coach waiting out there in the wings who may be the heir apparent in that regard.
Mike, the offensive line has always been something over the last couple of years that Dallas has prided itself on. They did go offensive line with the first pick in the draft with Tyler Smith. Lyle Collins is gone. How does the offensive line look for 2022?
You know, I think, again, I hate to keep talking about health, but a lot of it comes down to that. And,
sure.
And Tyron Smith, the future Hall of Fame left tackle, is a guy who's had trouble staying on the field in recent years. He's a huge part of this deal. You know, Tyron Smith, and now it's going to get confusing, the rookie Tyler Smith, they're going to try to plug him in at a guard spot, and we'll see what he can do right out of the gate. I mean, Zach Martin's still one of the best ever to play on the offensive line in this league, and I think he's still in the prime of his career. I think they still miss, you know, Travis Frederick after a couple of years, the center who was all pro several times, that definitely had to downgrade at that position. So I think the offensive line, if the health is good, will be fine. Is it as dominant as it has been in times in the past? No, where it's been the trademark of this team, it's not at that level.
They can score a lot of points, but defensively, where were they in 2022? We know how great Micah Parsons was. What were some of the things they needed to work on? Did they fix any of those problems this offseason?
That's a good question. You know, they lost Randy Gregory, the enigmatic pass rusher who could be so good at times and so unreliable at other times. And I think a big key defensively is DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, a guy who's been around a while now and is coming off injury as well. But if he can stay on the field and provide some pressure on the quarterback, that's big. But to come into a season with two first-team All-Pros in Micah Parsons as your linebacker and pass rusher at times, and then Diggs, the cornerback as well, who proved to be such a ball hawk last year. He's an interesting player because he gets beat a lot. He gambles a lot. I think, you know, he's a smart kid, and I guarantee you his numbers won't be as good this year, but he may end up being an even better player in terms of consistency and reliability back there. And again, to have Dan Quinn running the show, I think just gives you some credibility and a guy who is going to make sure that this thing never gets too high or too low. Their defense was a pleasant surprise last year, and I have no reason to believe it won't be really pretty solid this year too.
I got a big quick picture question to ask you as we close this out, and that's on Dak Prescott, because as many of us know, there are certain you can play the same position in a sport, but you can have more of an importance in the culture than others. Center fielder for the Yankees, head coach in Notre Dame, Dallas Cowboy quarterback. It's just an important job around the country. Is Dak unfairly criticized? Because I don't think you can get talking head shows to go, is Justin Herbert elite? But you certainly can move the needle talking about Dak Prescott's eliteness. You can get people talking about that.
Yeah, you can. It's done a lot. Maybe he is unfairly judged in some ways, because if you look at his numbers, I mean, they're borderline spectacular. Yeah. But again, the number that matters most is Super Bowls around here. Even after a quarter century without sniffing one for this franchise, that's still what matters here. You know, the Cowboys, for the listeners more my age, will remember a quarterback by the name of Danny White.
Sure.
Who led the Cowboys to three straight NFC championship games.
He was the punter, I always liked that about him.
He's a punter.
Yeah.
But think of that, getting him to three NFC championship games, and that wasn't good enough to get him into the Ring of Honor for this franchise.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of expectations. Frankly, they've changed since that era where the Cowboys just went to the playoffs every year and it was just assumed. I think Dak's really good. I mean, in terms of being a guy and a leader and a representative of this franchise, he checks all the boxes there. I mean, the stage is not too big for him. The pressure is not too much for him. And again, statistically, he's been a really good quarterback. The only question that remains is, can he have some success in the postseason? And I wish I knew the answer to that. I don't.
Mike, great stuff. Really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for helping us with the preview.
Thanks, Tony. My pleasure.
You got it. Mike Ducey, FW Fox Channel 4 in Dallas on a Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Visit them online for a quote at progressive.com. Wrap up Cowboy thoughts for Hour 3 as we continue on Wake Up Call.